Excellent, thank you very much. Well, if you guys want to move forward a little bit more that way, and then I'm going to invite Dan now to come along, and he's going to help us understand that news we've just heard a little bit better. So, Dan, if you want to make your way, I'll get this out for you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, George. Well, it's great to be here this morning. Yes, should we clap, George? Well, it's great to be here this morning once more, and we're going to be looking, as we have done this week, at another amazing story from the Bible. But first, we're going to be doing a little bit of recap. So, we've been learning this week, haven't we? We've heard lots this morning already about a king. Now, can anyone remember the name of the king you were all shouting earlier? I think I heard one or two of you say it. We've been learning about King Jesus. Nicely camouflaged in there. And what have we learnt about King Jesus? Yes. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, we learned that on the first day. Yes. So who do we learn that Jesus is?
God.
God, fantastic. Yes, so we learned that King Jesus is God. And because he's God, what does he have? He has amazing
power.
Fantastic. We've learned about King Jesus, who is God, who has amazing power. Now, on the first day, can anyone remember the story that we learnt on the first day? Might have a clue from the shape of this. Yeah, can you remember? Yeah, so they went on a boat with Jesus, didn't they? And what did Jesus do? There was a big storm. What did he do? Yes. He was asleep, yeah? And when he woke up, what did he do to the storm? Yes. He just spoke, didn't he? Yeah, someone said he calmed the storm. So there was a raging storm going off, and all he did was speak, and the storm fell. The storm was calmed. I'll put that down here. And that showed us more that King Jesus is God, and he does have power. And what did we learn on the second day? Can anyone remember the story? Do you remember there was someone being lowered down? And what did Jesus say to this person? Can you remember, Andrew?
I will forgive your sins.
Yes, he said, son, your sins are forgiven. And we learned a bit more about this word, sin. Because we needed to learn a bit more about that to understand why Jesus said it. And we learned that sin is the times when we take the crown off of Jesus. We ignore Jesus. And we want to put the crown on ourselves. We want to say that we're the king. Instead of Jesus, we want to control our own lives and go our own way instead of his way. And we learned, didn't we, that because of sin, because we do things wrong against God, God has to punish us. And we learned that because of our sin, God has to punish us. But when Jesus came and died, he was taking that punishment for us. All the sin was going onto Jesus instead of us. And because Jesus was punished instead of us, we could be free. We could be friends with God. So we heard that amazing news on day two. Now, can anyone remember what we learned on Friday? We're getting closer now, so your memory should be better. Can anyone remember? I'll give you a clue. What happened to Jesus? Did he stay dead?
No,
I don't think he did. What happened? Yeah. Yeah, he was put in a tomb, and then what happened? Yeah. He rose from the dead, didn't he? We learned that amazing news that Jesus promised that after he died, he'd come back from the dead. And he did. Jesus kept his promise and came back from the dead. So he defeated death. And because of that, we knew that our sin had been forgiven, which was fantastic. So we've learned absolutely loads this week. And they've all been stories from the Bible, haven't they? And they've been stories, we've had our eye up every day, they've been stories written down by people who saw the events, who saw it for themselves and wrote it down so that we could find out more about Jesus from it. But we saw, didn't we, in that interview just now, that after Jesus had risen from the dead, that all his disciples had seen him. They'd seen him rise from the dead. And they were so excited that they wanted to tell one of their friends, another disciple called Thomas. They wanted to tell him that amazing news. They said, "Jesus, we've seen Jesus rise from the dead. We know that he is back." But Thomas says, "No, I don't believe that." Thomas said, "I want to see the nails in his hands. I want to see," because that's what happens when people die on the cross. They have nails put in their hands. And Thomas said, "I want to see the marks where Jesus was put up on the cross." But what happened? Thomas was saying that, and Jesus showed more of his amazing power by appearing in the room, even though the doors were locked. Jesus appeared and said to Thomas, he said, "Touch it then." He said, "Touch where the nails have been." He said, "Believe, because you can see me. You can see, so believe in me." And Thomas was so amazed that he said, "My Lord and my God," to Jesus. So Thomas said all that we've been learning to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." And after Thomas hadn't believed before, he now believed. He saw who Jesus was, and he wanted to follow him. He wanted to believe in him and follow him. And you know what? Jesus is saying the same thing to us. Jesus is saying to us, "Believe in me." He's saying to us, "Follow him." Because we've seen so far this week, haven't we, that even though God wants us to follow him and to go his way, so many times we want to go our way, don't we? Remember, we take the crown off of Jesus, we put it onto our own heads and want to control our own lives. And actually, what Jesus is saying that we should want to go God's way. We should want to go the same way as God. Because if we go our own way and ignore God, well, God ignores us. We can't be friends with God if we want to go our own way and do our own things. But if we go the same way as God, if we follow Jesus, then we can be friends with God. Isn't that amazing? And we can be friends with God forever. And Jesus says that Jesus has to be the most important person in our whole life. We have to follow him with our life. Because it'd be really silly, wouldn't it? After all these amazing things that we've learned this week, if we went home and said, "Oh, it doesn't matter. Jesus doesn't matter." How silly would that be? We've learned amazing things about Jesus. We should go home and want to follow him with our whole life. Well, how can we do that? How can we follow Jesus with our whole life? How can we learn more about him? Well, we can read more about him in the Bible. We can learn more about him. The Bible is all about Jesus. And there's so many different stories and amazing things written about Jesus that we can learn about. We can also pray. We can pray to Jesus. We can say, "Sorry for going our own way. Sorry for ignoring you." And we can say that we want to follow you, Jesus. We want to follow you as our King. And another amazing way, we have so many different ways here at St. Mary's that you can get to know Jesus better. And we have some leaflets. We're going to be giving out some leaflets telling you all the different clubs that we do on Sundays and in the week here at St. Mary's. There's loads of different clubs. And I can tell you first that I've been to them when I was your age and I've helped out of them. And they are fantastic. Because holiday clubs just once a year. We've had an amazing week. But these are every single week we get to hear more about Jesus. We also have a book for all of you, a very short booklet, basically outlining everything that we've learned this week so that you can read that and find out more. We're going to be giving more of those out to you. And for the adults as well, we've got a Christianity Explored course running this term, which is basically where you can find out more about Jesus, about Christianity, about the claims which are made in the Bible in a very sort of relaxing environment. There's a meal as well. You can find out lots more about that. So do grab a leaflet or speak to myself, Kate, or Will about that. But just as we finish, we're just going to quickly recap and then I'm going to pray. So we've learned, haven't we, this week about King Jesus, who is God, who has amazing power, who came and he was king of the whole world. He came and he forgave our sins by dying on the cross. And he didn't stay dead. He rose again from the dead so that we can follow him with our whole life and we can learn more about him in the Bible. So shall I pray just as we finish? You've all listened absolutely fantastically. Shall we all pray? Dear God, thank you for sending King Jesus. Thank you that he does have control of the whole world, that he does have power, that he has the power over the world. He has power to forgive our sins. He even has power over death. Help us, God, to follow him as our king, to make him the most important person in our life. Amen.